trading junk bond ETFs. Like stock funds, bond ETFs are also comprised of a basket of securities representative of a market index. But bonds don't trade as frequently as stocks do, which means the value of bond ETF shares and the quoted value of the bond ETF's underlying assets can sometimes diverge. It's a mismatch of liquidity. You have ETFs that are generally high frequency and that are traded constantly, and high yield bonds, by nature, are somewhat illiquid investments and shouldn't be traded that often, Astley says. Who calls this disconnect the main structural pitfall of junk bond ETFs? Worry about a lack of liquidity is a primary reason the Federal Reserve has poured money into bond markets over the past few months. What's more, fees on junk bond ETFs range from roughly 0.15% to 1% of assets invested per year, with some creeping even higher. There are high transactions costs to trading high-yield bonds, Essley says, and those get passed along to investors. In the range of 30 to 60 basis points is fair, I would say, for a high-yield ETF. Above that, and you're starting to get into expensive territory. 1% is equal to 100 basis points. If you want to include junk bonds in your portfolio, experts say it's wise to keep only a small fraction of your money in this asset class. Rosenbluth says it should comprise no more than 10% of your total assets in a portfolio with a 60-40 stock bond split. Boyd says it might benefit you to think of junk bonds as an add-on to your equities holdings. The stock and bond markets tend to move inversely to one another in general, but junk bonds track stocks more closely than they do their safer brethren. When you think about high-yield bonds, they're in a different risk category than most other bonds out there. It really should be closer to your equity allocation, Boyd says, adding that it should make up no more than 20% of your equity allocation.